more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Stories that begin with this one time at band camp tend to be the butt of many jokes. The story that comes after that opening line suggests a wild memory of nerdy band kids doing something unexpected. But most band kids know that the stereotype is a false one. The group French Horn Rebellion is out to prove that former band students can play other music besides Sousa marches, overtures, and their jazz band's rendition of Glowworm. Robert Perlick Molinari, who founded the French Horn Rebellion with his brother David, explains to Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson why he thinks that band kids have such a bad rap.
You know, it's you're playing music in band that has nothing to do with your current cultural surroundings. So I think band kids can get a bad rap because it's like, you know, you nerd, you're playing like music from the 1800s, you know?
Yes.
How lame is that? So, like, French Horn Rebellion says, hey man, it's cool to play French horn, and you can play it with us, and you can play it really loud on top of dance beats.
That's so true. Now, because with French horns, I'm a horn player. Our Stephanie Lecce is a horn player. Bonnie North here is also a horn player. So we have three horn players at the radio station at least. And all of it's pretty awesome. But speaking of the beats, though, we're always playing the offbeats. I think Sousa actually hated us because all he gave us were offbeats.
So true. So true. Well, it takes a lot of breath control. I always try to think about that during a march. I'm always like, well, let's just focus on something, because otherwise I'm going to, you know, lose my brain. It's so boring.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, it's just like the pause, the oompas. We do more like, our French horn lines are more like something like that. I was a good singer. I'm the singer of the band, so I'm being a terrible advertiser to myself right now.
So it's a little more exciting than the offbeats that we typically get.
Totally, totally.
So since French horns are in both bands and orchestras, do you consider yourself a band geek or an orc dork?
That is the ultimate question, because French horn players are such in the middle all the time, you know?
Right.
I mean, French horn players are in woodwind quintets, we're in brass quintets, you know, we're in orchestra, we're in band. The only thing we're not in is jazz band, although I've been in some jazz bands with a French horn. Yeah, I don't know. I think I was kind of both, honestly. I think I was a mixture of the two, because there was a part of me that really liked the band culture, you know, I went to band camp and all that. And then I think, like, being an instrumentalist in an orchestra, there's a different level of seriousness with your playing, you know? It's like, because there's nobody, like, doubling your part. You're not in this huge band. When you're an orc guy in your orchestra, you know, there's a little more responsibility, you know? So I guess I was kind of both, I'd say.
You had the opportunity to study under Bill Barnowitz from the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. How did you get
that
opportunity?
When I was in Milwaukee, you know, I was in MISO. Like, and I didn't, like, practice a lot, but, like, miraculously, my sophomore year of high school, I was the principal horn of the senior symphony, which is like, whoa, like, when I was in high school, it was a big deal, you know? So I was like, oh, maybe I should practice, and maybe I should, like, you know, get into this, you know? And so I started playing a lot, and I was like, I need a teacher, you know, that knows what's going on. So Bill was the guy. So I went and had a couple of lessons with him as a trial run, and he wanted to take me as a student. So it was pretty, you know, it was a humbling experience for sure. I mean, when I was in high school, there was only one other person in the whole Milwaukee that was studying with him. And so he definitely took me under his wing. You know, I owe him a lot. He's a great guy. So that is the story of me and Bill Barnowitz.
So what kind of a teacher was he?
I think he's tough, but he's, you know, understanding, and he's creative. You know, I think he's, you know, I think he has a lot of life lessons to give. You know, he's like one of those type of guys where he's like, you know, very wise in a lot of ways, you know. So he's got definitely a guy to learn a lot from.
How did you and your brother David decide to form the group French Horn Rebellion? And what are you rebelling against?
So the group is basically what happened when I was in Northwestern. I went to school at Northwestern, actually, to study with Bill and Gail Williams. And so I was there. I was playing in the Chicago Civic Orchestra as, like, an associate member. And I was kind of doing some freelance work. And it was my senior year of college, and I was like, I'm just going to go on tour. Like, I'm just gonna make rock and roll. I'm just going to go. So I called my brother up, and I was like, yo, David, let's go, man. Let's hit the road. Let's book some shows, and let's do it. And so that's what we did. And I booked for ourselves, like, a 30-show national tour like right out of college, and most of the shows are terrible, but like four of them are really good. And it was just, the idea was, hey, like, I'm studying to play these orchestra excerpts, like I'm studying for Till Eulenspiegel, I'm studying Mahler, you know, I'm studying to make sure I don't miss a note in an audition. And I just thought, well, wouldn't it be way more fun just to make Hot Dance beats and mess up all you want, you know?
Yeah.
And have a really fun time doing it.
And you'd play on the on beats, or would you play on the off beats when you're making these hot beats?
Oh, well, it's a combination of on and off, which is actually, which I enjoy so much about what we're doing, is that it's also groove-based, you know? I mean, admittedly, like, popular music, the harmony can get very boring. Obviously, it's a lot like 1, 4, 5, 6, do whatever. There's not very many harmonic shifts or anything even with 12-tone, you know, even close to 12-tone. And pop music doesn't even use much jazz harmony anymore, much less like 12-tone stuff. But the rhythm, being on the beat and off the beat, and anticipation and syncopation, you know, and the way that different lines like groove together,
mm-hmm.
that's the most fulfilling part of being in French Horn Rebellion, is that the groove is the bed. So we put this nasty groove down with these amazing, you know, like syncopations and like it makes you want to move, it makes you want to dance, you know?
Yeah.
It's, you know, heavily inspired by New Jack Swing and house music and, you know, that type of stuff. And then you just put a really loud French horn on top with a wireless microphone. You just run around and, you know, that's what you do. That's the French Horn Rebellion right there.
There you go. Do you have the bells up and everything too?
I'm still in contention about that, because every time I do the real bells up, it's not in tune. It's not even close. Not even close to being in tune.
But you could rebel by being out of tune.
Well, I've been out of tune. I'm starting to think I should maybe be a little more in tune when I'm playing. Yeah, so it's pretty rebellious. It's really loud horn playing, and especially the live show. The recordings, it's kind of a different beast. You know, the recordings are kind of like, hey, make an awesome song, like let's work with some friends. You know, that's part of our thing is and we're currently in Brooklyn now. You know, we've come out here and kind of settled in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to create this kind of modern ensemble of artists, but instead of say like a violin player or say a like bassoon player, you know, instrumentalists that we work with are more like that girl with the really melancholic vocals, or like that guy with a very like syncopated style of writing. And then we take these different people and we work together to create like a new kind of aesthetic and a new groove, you know, so to speak. And that's how this all fits together. It makes what we call our party ensemble. You know, it's like a chamber ensemble, but it's friends and collaborators in Brooklyn and around the world that, you know, think similarly to us, that let's use our individuality. Let's use our unique skills and be part of a future ensemble, you know,
mm-hmm.
to make something fresh and something fun. Well, what I add to that as part of the ensemble is I add really loud French horn playing. So.
Yes, and it's hard to do, especially with our bells facing backwards.
Exactly. Well, I do it at the audience most of the time. I'll play at the audience. Like, I'll put my horn towards the audience, for sure.
Even better. Another EP called Swinging to It. What can we expect to hear from that?
So we've been doing, we're like an electronic dance band. We're in that world of the hype machine. We're in the world of SoundCloud, you know, plays. And we're in the world of working with remixers and all that. And the way that people in our world usually do it is they release songs, like one song every 6 weeks or one song every, you know, 7, 8, you know, an EP every so often. So our EP is actually 2 original songs and 2 remixes. And we've been doing this format for over the last, a little over a year. So we've had about 8 of them over the last year and a half. This one, the Swingin' to It, features vocals from a friend of ours named Ninny, and she's in a band called Hearts, which is a Brooklyn band. And she actually used to be a backup singer with us. But now she's, you know, got her own amazing projects, and that's why we wanted to collaborate together. And her voice is so melancholic that, you know, it was a challenge to make something fun, but also serious, but also, you know, so many different things, and that's kind of how it came about.
Your Facebook page says that your genre is basement dance music. What do you aim for when you're recording a song under that genre?
So our genre that we've been trying to kind of explore over the last year, we call it Next Jack Swing. So what that is a combination of new disco, which is where we were. Like in 2010, our first single was called This Moment, which is like a perfect example of new disco. So it's disco with heavier beats and modern production techniques. So we were just experimenting with that, and we kind of came upon this weird sound called Next Jack Swing, because it sounds like New Jack Swing, but it's the same thing. It's got this heavier beats and funkier stuff. You know, our sound is like it's a combination of maybe like Justice or Daft Punk with like Bobby Brown. That's our zone right now that we've been doing for the last, you know, year and a half.
Yeah, because to me it sounds like, you know, your earlier stuff is definitely the disco. I picked up on that. But it seems like the more recent stuff is kind of transitioning into the 80s a bit. So that's...
Totally. Well, it's not quite 80s. It's definitely inspired by by a lot of rhythmic, you know, stuff in the 80s. I know we use a lot of synths. But it's actually, you know, crazy because nowadays there's so much interest in R&B, you know. I mean, there's like bands like Disclosure or Jonas Rassman or like French Express labels in general, people using 90s saxophones and, you know, 90s trumpet solos and putting, you know, house beats on top. And so it's coming back, these sounds. But in fact, like now it seems like it's almost modern, like the way that we're using some of these 90s and 80s influences.
Totally, because your music was actually featured in one episode of the TV series Girls.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so how did that happen?
Oh, well, they just kind of random that stuff sometimes. I mean, they'll like get a catalog of songs and they'll be working on a scene and they'll just say, this is perfect, so we want to do it. So they hit us up, said, hey, we want to put this song in the scene, and we said, okay, sounds cool.
Awesome. So you're actually coming to Milwaukee on Saturday, May 3rd, and you're going to be playing at the Mad Planet.
That's right.
So,
it's a good time.
So what are we going to hear there? What are we going to experience?
Well, I think it's going to be really fun because we haven't played Milwaukee in quite a long time. We have a full band. We got a bass, drums. You know, we got female backups. We got the whole shindig. We're coming up in a big van. We're gonna have a light show. You know, it's gonna be really fun.
Awesome. Well, Robert, we can't wait to hear the French Horn Rebellion at Mad Planet on Saturday, May 3rd.
Thanks so much. It's going to be amazing.
Robert Perlick-Molinari is founding member of the group French Horn Rebellion. They'll be in Milwaukee tomorrow night at Mad Planet starting at 9 p.m. Robert spoke with Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson. While French horns are not technically part of drum and bugle corps, some close relatives are. When Lake Effect returns, we'll learn about one area drum corps hotspot for more than a century. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.